Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, May 10th. In today's episode, Arvind Kejriwal gets big relief from the Supreme Court. PM Modi's appeasement charge on Sanjay Raut's kabar remark. Home Minister Amit Shah's sharp retort to Manishankar Iyer. Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav share stage after 7 years. Attack BJP's double engine in Uttar Pradesh. And international pressure mounts on Israel. First up, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will walk out of jail after a month and a half and remain free till June 1st, as the Supreme Court granted him an interim bail, allowing him to campaign for Lok Sabha elections. The bench, however, rejected Mr. Kejriwal's counsel's request for interim bail till July or at least June 5th, when the Lok Sabha results will be announced. The Supreme Court order will go to the trial court, after which the order will go to Tihar Jail authorities, and then Mr. Kejriwal will be released. As part of his release conditions, the court has said Mr. Kejriwal is not to visit the office and secretariat while on bail. He cannot sign official files unless it is required and necessary. He will not make any comment with regard to his role in the present case, nor meet any witnesses or have access to case-related files. Aam Aadmi Party in a press conference called the order a miracle and a win for the Indian Constitution. Reacting to the decision, Congress's Pawan Kheda said, and I quote, "We welcome the Honorable Supreme Court's intervention. We wish Hemant Soren in Jharkhand is also soon relieved and gets due justice. We hope after 4th June, it will be former Prime Minister Modi and he will have enough time in Sabarmati Ashram to introspect about this kind of politics," unquote. While freshly defected from Congress and now a Shiv Sena leader, Sanjay Nirupam said bail or jail does not matter. Mr. Kejriwal needs to be removed from the CM post. Addressing the Enforcement Directorate, Justice Sanjeev Khanna said, and I quote, "Let us not draw any parallel. He was arrested in March and the arrest could have been before or after. Now 21 days here and there will not make any difference. On June 2nd, Arvind Kejriwal will surrender," unquote. On Thursday, the Aam Aadmi Party strongly objected to the Enforcement Directorate's affidavit against Mr. Kejriwal, filed a day before the final decision was to be announced, calling it blatant disregard of legal procedures. The Enforcement Directorate statement opposing Mr. Kejriwal's plea said politicians can claim no special status higher than that of an ordinary citizen and are as much liable to be arrested and detained for committing offences as any other citizen. The affidavit filed by ED's deputy director said that there is no principle that justifies giving differential treatment to a politician for campaigning over a farmer or a businessman who wishes to pursue his vocation. And next, Prime Minister Modi in Maharashtra today said fake Shiv Sena wants to bury him alive and alleged them of appeasing their vote bank with their choice of words. Quote, "This fake Shiv Sena and Congress, they make sure to pander to their vote bank. They will dig my kabar, Modi ki kabar khudegi, so their favourites are happy," unquote. PM Modi was responding to Shiv Sena UBT, which he called fake Shiv Sena, leader Sanjay Raut's earlier statement. Rallying in Vidarbha region of Maharashtra, Mr. Raut on Wednesday said, and I quote, "Where Modi was born, Aurangzeb was also born. So this Aurangzebi attitude is marching towards Maharashtra from Gujarat and Delhi, and also against the Shiv Sena and the self-respect. Don't say Modi has come, say Aurangzeb has arrived. We will bury them," unquote. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has slammed the Congress for raising a question mark on Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and asserted that every inch of it belonged to India and no force can snatch it. Quote, "Manishankar Iyer is threatening the country that respect Pakistan as it possesses an atomic bomb. Few days ago, India Alliance leader Farooq Abdullah said, do not talk about POK as Pakistan has an atomic bomb. I want to tell the Congress and the India Alliance that POK belongs to India and no one can snatch it," unquote, Mr. Shah said at an election rally in Jharkhand's Khunti. He asked what has happened to the Congress party when the Indian Parliament stands with the fact that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is in fact Indian territory. Earlier, Congress leader Manishankar Iyer claimed Pakistan is an atomic power and India needs to tread respectfully. Both Mr. Shah and Prime Minister Modi have slammed the Congress party over his remarks, while the Congress party has officially distanced itself from the remarks. And next, in Uttar Pradesh's Kannauj, Congress's Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi chief Akhilesh Yadav shared a stage together after almost 7 years. The joint opposition India bloc came out to support Kannauj's Lok Sabha hopeful Samajwadi chief Akhilesh Yadav. He was joined by Aam Aadmi Party's Sanjay Singh, and Mr. Gandhi referred to Mr. Yadav as my brother and urged voters to break all records by giving Mr. Yadav a historic win. Mr. Yadav said, and I quote, "These people who call themselves double engine Sarkar, the ones who used to be on big hoardings, one engine is missing from here and the other damaged engine is not even on the hoardings anymore," unquote. During the rally, they announced multiple times that some 100 to 150 cars, those with the India block flags, have been stopped by the police to prevent them from reaching the Mahasabha. Rahul Gandhi said, quote, "Stop 200 cars or 2,000 cars, it does not matter. India block storm is coming to Uttar Pradesh. BJP's biggest loss will be in UP," unquote. He also said, quote, "A scared man only takes names of those who he believes can save them. That is why he took the names of his two best friends that India block has cornered me. Please come save me. He has personal experience of tempo service. That is why he made those statements," unquote. Referring to PM Modi's recent attack where he alleged tempos full of cash and a secret deal made, Rahul Gandhi stopped his attack on India's top industrialists. He then whipped out a copy of the Indian Constitution and said, quote, "They will do all they can to distract you. Don't fall for this trap. There is only one electoral issue this time to save the constitution that gave you all your rights. BJP wants to dismantle it. Akhilesh ji and I will make sure no power in the world will mess with our constitution, the soul of India's poor, the future and their development," unquote. Meanwhile, his sister Priyanka Gandhi Vadra rallied in former Congress stronghold of Amethi today. She said, and I quote, "The Prime Minister has just lost the plot. We struggle hard to even understand what he's alleging. Congress will steal your buffaloes. What is that?" Unquote. She said, adding, Amethi MP Union Minister Smriti Irani only asks people to vote in the name of religion and is not here to serve the janta. Breaking from breaking news, if you want a new channel of income, Elon Musk has a solution. Paid subscribers of X or formerly Twitter can now post their movies, TV series or podcasts on their platform and monetize them. To be noted, he has not clarified about copyright issues or how the various rules will unfold. Replying to his sister Tosca Musk, who co-founded the streaming service PassionFlix, the tech billionaire said that users can now post their full-length movies on X. A user even suggested that X should let them post films and charge a one-time fee. Now back to news. As international pressure mounts on Israel, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has doubled down on his vow to eliminate Hamas at any cost, of even losing allies and continue his Rafah invasion despite the risk of millions of civilians in the area. This week, the US suspended delivery of around 1,800 bombs worth 907 kg and 1,700 bombs worth around 250 kg. Over fears that they could cause civilian deaths in Rafah. According to Palestinian Health Ministry, over 34,000 have been killed in Gaza since October 7th. Countries like Turkey, Spain, Colombia, Belize have suspended diplomatic relations with Israel on account of the war. Netanyahu said, and I quote, "If we need to, we will stand alone. I have said that if necessary, we will fight with our fingernails," unquote, and invoked the 1948 war, which the Palestinian side calls Nakba, and Israel calls War of Independence. He said they were victorious then, despite an arms embargo on the country. They will succeed in their goals this time as well. Meanwhile, Spanish King Felipe VI warned that the violence in Gaza has escalated to an unimaginable level during his speech at an event in Madrid yesterday. Almost 50 universities in the country announced they could sever ties with Israeli institutions that do not denounce the tragedy in Gaza. The student protests against the Israel-Gaza war started with Gaza encampment in Columbia University in New York and has now become global. They call for universities to divest from Israeli links and promote calls for a ceasefire. In USA, Brown University has agreed to hear divestment proposals by the protesting students, while Sacramento University has agreed to divest from companies doing business with Israel. But the protests have turned violent in some locations, as universities and police crack down on students in Columbia, Wisconsin, and UCLA. And lastly, in a diplomatic breakthrough, five of the Indian sailors on board an Israeli-linked vessel seized by Tehran were released on Thursday and have departed from Iran, the Indian embassy in Iran said. The Indian embassy, while sharing details of their release, thanked the Iranian authorities for their close coordination with the embassy and Indian consulate in Bandar Abbas. Quote, five of the Indian sailors on MSC Aries have been released and departed from Iran today evening. We appreciate the Iranian authorities for their close coordination with the embassy and Indian consulate, unquote. ME official spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal posted on X. The Israeli-linked cargo ship was seized by Iran on April 13th with 17 Indian nationals on board. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV. Your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anvati, signing off.